NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We have Yeri and Carl, aka Imugi, in studio.
Yep.
For Long Player, talking about Vacation EP. How are you guys today?
We're pretty hot, we're sweating, but yeah. It was good.
Super, super hot day. Don't forget to put on sunblock.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
It was cloudy the other day and I got sunburnt, and I never get sunburnt, so be careful, everyone.
Yep.
But, Fade Away is the first track. There's like, it opens with like a monologue that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the EP. Mm. Can you explain a bit more about the whole song and that why you put that bit first?
It actually, the spoken word parts at the beginning of Fade Away and at the end of I Am, they came way after we had recorded everything and finished everything. And they were just poems that I had written after like, going through some experiences and then going through some time to be able to put those experiences into words and like have a kind of, I guess, idea on what happened and trying to verbalize like emotions and experiences and all that. And and then I just wrote a big spoken word piece, which I haven't done in a while. And then we just thought it would be so perfect because it ended up kind of tying all the themes of every single song together. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. Yeah.
So what are the themes of the songs, the EP?
For Fade Away, I guess, to start with, it's kind of like standing up for who you are and moving from being all like, you know, self-conscious and afraid of yourself and afraid of who you could be as an Asian girl growing up in Aotearoa, and kind of owning up to yourself and being like, hey, you know what, like, I am myself, I'm not gonna be self-conscious anymore, I'm gonna start being more self-aware and like accepting myself. And just like the poem is, I guess, about that whole experience of growing up Asian in like a dominantly white kind of environment where you have to kind of, you know, I feel like it's everything that every kind of girl of color has to go through in New Zealand, every person of color, to be honest, just that struggle between trying to, you know, do I own my identity? Does somebody else own my identity? Like, do my parents own my identity? Do my friends own my identity? And just kind of starting to come to a conclusion of like, I own my identity. And it's like, it's kind of corny, but it's important.
It's not corny. I definitely feel you on that because I'm Asian too. And it's lovely to have someone, like to speak about that stuff on air on BFM.
I feel like it's very important. And I feel like every Asian person holds all these thoughts and worries and insecurities and stuff inside them, but it's just never really spoken of because we don't really grow up seeing a lot of Asian role models or even people around us who are saying that, I guess.
Well, we've got you now, Yeri.
Yeah, I'm here now.
Now let's listen to Fade Away by Imugi.
I have patience in bicultural spaces. My presence, the kind to spin cocoons, sipping water in waiting rooms, delay traffic in the afternoon. These vague locations without a trace of who I am, where I'm going, who are all these faces. I always did look golder in whiter spaces as the moon looks brighter in darker places. It's where, like foam on the water surrounding my nude, what floats is my impatient attitude. In this reflective space with caressing hues between the coast of immigrant dreams and a waking life of endless tire, what manifested was desire, only to be forgotten like childish pain rooted inside me, small seeds in my small hands. But anything could grow when you reap what you sow. When you're aging, alienation at intersections, dull vibrations in my head from thinking too much in another language. In the wrong places, but at my own pace. Check my black passport, stamp wrist, flashing my small figure at Asian clubs. I win. I bide my time with too much smoking and soju. The table is my aji. To drink the wine made from the fruit of the vines that was tangled up in my Asian girl psyche. I'm that deep kind of Asian that found in translation. No hesitation to start that conversation. I'm on my own vacation. Black hair, don't care, smoke the demons away.
tripping now. Baby, you're tripping on my mind. Jingle wine made from the fruits of my mind. Baby, you're tripping, you're tripping, you're tripping on my mind. Baby, you're tripping, you're tripping, you're tripping on my mind. Baby, you're tripping, you're tripping, you're tripping on my mind. Baby, you're tripping.
That was Fade Away by Imugi. First track from Vacation EP. Now the second track is Paradise. I've got a question for you guys, actually. Mm-hmm. How does the songwriting process work for you two?
Yeah, well, with Paradise, it kind of just started off as like a little beat that I made, and it was just like a loop. And yeah, I don't know, I just got like real stuck into like, I don't know, trying to make the perfect loop, you know, trying to make something that you can just listen to like forever. Mm. And so, yeah, I don't know, I kind of, yeah, it was really minimal what I'd sent Yeri, and I was like, what do you think of this? And like,
it sounds so good though. Yeah. Like, I don't know, music is like, you listen to it, and if your soul is happy, then like, it's good.
Yeah, yeah. And like, if you're dancing when you're making it, yeah, then definitely, you're doing the right thing. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so pure. Is there anyone that you like look towards as an influence?
I mean, when we first started making music, oh, like before we were even making music together, like me and Yeri were friends and we're just like, exchanging music online and stuff. Mm. And like, Yeri told me about this band called Miniature Tigers that like make pop music. So yeah, and like, honestly, like when I first heard it, because like it's most like sugary, like
sweet pop.
Yeah, like almost cliche pop music. Yeah. And like, I just couldn't bear it like when I first listened to it because I was so like
too much.
Yeah, it was just so like sugary. But yeah, the more I listened to it, the more I loved it. And that's kind of the direction that I wanted to take Imugi. You know, I just started loving that kind of like pop sound. Mm. And so yeah, that and also I love like Average Rap Band, and like the most recent album El Sol was like a huge inspiration for us as well. Like it just had, I found the perfect balance between kind of like hip-hop beats but also songwriting, and also I don't know, all the synthesizers and all the sounds that they chose to use were just really cool. And so yeah, that was also big inspiration.
Yeah, real big
us.
Influence. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah, I feel like with this EP you're talking about, you know, you want to take it into like a pop direction. I love it. It's like, you know, I could be like dancing to this in a club. Yeah. Not like I go to many clubs, but I can imagine.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like we really want to do like just music that anybody can just groove to, like party music, I guess, that you can just play with your friends. Just I'm drunk.
Yeah, but at the same time, I love that. You can also, like, I want you to be able to check on a pair of headphones, you know, and really like, get stuck into it, you know?
Like, really listen to what like, we're saying.
I don't want it to be boring either, you know? Mm. I want it to, like, continuously be interesting as well. Like, I don't know, I want it to kind of, like, cover all the spectrums, you know? Like, you can listen to it in the background in your car and enjoy it, but you can also, like...
Yeah, do.
You know, have, like, a crazy intense experience with headphones. So, yeah, I don't know.
Awesome. And is there anything about Paradise in terms of the content and lyrics?
I feel like Paradise is the most kind of chill song on the album EP, because it's kind of talking a lot about like I think it's just like musings on life, like, you know how you just have these little like fantasies, like, oh man, I really want to go like here one day with this person and just like do this, like just chill with them. I want to, you know, take my sister on this kind of vacation. I want to take my parents away, and just those kinds of ideas of like wanting to get away, I guess, from, you know, the boring cycles of your life. You got to go to work and stuff. And it's just kind of daydreaming music, I guess. Yeah.
Awesome. Paradise.
Soon with you.
That was Paradise by Moogie. We've got the next track coming up called Interlude. Is that just, you know, a little, show off of the production?
Yeah.
You're just showing off.
Carl's time to shine.
Well, when I made it, we were like kind of thinking about turning it into a song, but it never really went far. And I don't know, it's the only song on the album that's really based around like a melodic sample. Mm. And so yeah, I actually wrote down on my hand.
Because
my girlfriend, like, she went to Real Groovy and picked up like a bunch of dollar bin records to give to our friend because she just got a record player for her birthday. And I was listening to them and then I just heard this one record and I was like, no, you can't get this one. Like, this one is like stacked with samples. And yeah, I don't know, I just had it on one day and I heard this loop go past. It's by this guy called Ian Lin and the album's called Forgotten Summer and it's from like 1980. And yeah, it was just a really cool like jazz record. And so yeah, just sampled this little loop from it and like built synths around it. And yeah, I don't know, it would have been cool to like, yeah, I don't know, like initially I kind of thought it would be cool to flesh out into a bigger song, but like, I don't know, the length it was just, it kind of like felt right. Yeah,
and I like how the way it's kind of like not really in like one set kind of structure. I like that way that you're just kind of playing around with the melody.
I definitely wanted it to feel just like a jam, you know, that wasn't really wasn't really focused on structure or anything.
So this song kind of came out from you stealing a potential gift for someone else. Wow.
I guess when you put it that way, it sounds pretty mean. Yeah.
It won't turn out well in the end. This is Interlude. Is like lumpy.
Lumpy.
Yeah. Lumpy track.
I lumpy love song. It. Like, I don't know how to like.
That's a good way to say it.
Like, it's like whoa, whoa. I don't know. Great track, Interlude by Moogie. The next track is Dizzy Remaster, which is a track you released a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Kind of when you first came to the scene.
Yeah. So when we released that song, the feedback from it was like kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, because we were like really, we didn't have never done anything.
Exactly. It was literally like one of the first tracks that I had shown to Yeri. And then like, she was like, yeah, this is cool.
We
just like dropped it and then like suddenly got picked up and there was a bit of attention. And so, yeah, it was cool. It was really exciting for us, but at the same time, like felt a lot of pressure. Yeah. And so, yeah, I guess, yeah, we talked to Zach about that the other day when we were on BFM, but yeah, kind of, yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah. And we kind of had to have like a little break to kind of like decide where Moogie should go from here and like what kind of sonic direction I guess we wanted to take, but like
I feel like we were just super unprepared at that point and like we just did this song together and it was kind of like one of the first complete things and we're like, yo, let's just upload it, like why not? And then it got all this attention and we were just like not ready, like, I remember when that dude from like NME emailed us and he was like, you guys should send me your photo. We just had no photo, nothing.
Straight up. So
it's pretty wild.
And like a couple of years later, like listening to the track back, there were definitely like a lot of things that I could see. There's a little bit of room for improvement, but like I still love the track and I still
It's still funky.
Yeah, definitely. And I really wanted it to be part of the EP. And so
it felt like an OG thing.
Yeah, definitely. And so we just like re-recorded the vocals and just like changed up the beat a little bit and got it mastered properly and everything. And so I'm way more stoked with how it sounds now. So listen to the remastered version, not the old version, please.
Forget about the OG. Oh, but that's great. It's nice that you had that time to like, I guess, grow and develop a certain sound that you're like comfortable with.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because I feel like when we first started it, I can't quite explain it, but there's just been a lot of development coming this way since then, you know.
Well, there was just so much, there's like such a wide range of music that we like shared a mutual interest in, and so like we really didn't know like what we wanted to do, like initially
there was like too much
like we wanted to start a band and like we're thinking about like all this stuff, and so but I don't know, I'm really like stoked with what we've come out with and like the direction that we've chosen.
It's like now we know more.
Definitely.
Awesome. Let's have a listen to Dizzy Remaster. This is I Am by Moogie, before you just heard Dizzy Remaster. What's this track about?
I Am is like just affirmations, like I guess like similar to Fade Away. I think we put them at the end of each thing too, so they can tie in each other of this whole thing of, you know, affirmations, tying into the title theme of vacation. Like, you don't need to go on vacation to go back to like your culture, to your roots and stuff. Like, you can be whatever you want. Like, you do deserve what you want, and you should never place other people above you. You can just be yourself and be content with that, just all that stuff. Yeah.
Heartwarming, beautiful words. Yeah. Very touching. Soulful, yeah. Love it. And you guys are playing next week, next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Yeah. Next Saturday at the Portland Public House, yes, over in Kingsland.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And if you want to find their music, Imugi at Bandcamp, I-M-U-G-I. It's time for us to go now, actually.
Goodbye. Thank you for having us.
See you later. Thank you.
Thanks.
Translate to my mother, but the culture is one I'm a part of. hazy interactions and broken conversations, asking, do you speak English? Like a foreigner, I roll under the rigid shapes of my language and grasp for the roots of my other. In my movement between the spaces of the places that replace a home, I never settle in one. As my world spins nightly, the sun in yours burning brightly, I have travel sickness, though I move lightly.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.